Almost everything under the sun as far as post-rock goes. Got a bit of math rock, a bit of, like, formal post-rock, maybe a bit of progressive rock in there. We got some bangers, we got some slow ones. It's going to be a wild ride, so buckle up, especially if you're driving, because I hear it's illegal to not be buckled up. On that note, let's just get started. The band that I have chosen to kick today's show off is called Imploding Stars, which I think is a cool name for a band. I think it's a cool thing, too. Space is neat. Space is neat is the main point. The song that I have chosen by Imploding Stars is called Turn Off That Star. Here it is.
We'll be right back. Driven for Real are making the trek from Halifax to Vancouver just in time to release their new LP,
Kill Your Memory.
Out July 15 on Mint Records. To celebrate, we're throwing a party for them and their friends. Featuring Heaven for Real,
Slam Dunk,
Whitney Kay, and Other Jesus. This Saturday, July 16 at the Astoria. Doors at 9:30, cover is $8, high fives are free.
Beppy Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up slash collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. We just heard two songs back to 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 back. The first one was Imploding Stars playing the song Turn Off That Star, and the second was Flies or Spies from Hell playing the song Hammer Without Hand. And it's at this point in the show where I contemplate where these post-rock bands are getting their names from, what the whole deal is. I mean, the album, so... Let me just read something out to you. So, the artist is Flies or Spies from Hell. The song is Hammer Without Hand, and the album is Underdog Underfoot. No theme that I can glean. Not really sure what's going on here, but good music. Hey, they're shredding. They're from the UK. Southern England specifically. And they've been around for a while, playing lots of music. They have, like, six albums, I want to say. So they've been kicking it for a while. Interestingly enough, fun fact about them, the email that they list for bookings on their Bandcamp page is an @Hotmail account, which... I have been told, and I would tend to agree, is kind of unprofessional. So, shots fired, Flies or Spies from Hell. Maybe make it a Gmail account. They're more professional. You don't want to have a Hotmail account on your resume. You know, what is this, middle school? Am I right? Either way, I really like them as a band, and I like the music that they play. Which brings me to my next point. So, when I was searching for new music, as I do before the show... because if I didn't search for new music, I would just play Do Make Say Think all the time. And you guys may or may not get tired of it. I wouldn't, but you may. I found my way into like a weird part of the internet, which is Japanese math rock bands that are female fronted. It's very specific. There's a lot of them. And they're all very good, but I just kind of fell in this hole of it. And I couldn't get out for a while. I had to call the fire department. It felt like a cat stuck in a tree. They sent me a ladder, and I managed to crawl out. And just to commemorate that occasion, I would like to plunge you into that hole with the next set of two songs that are both Japanese math rock bands that are female-fronted. The first one that I'm going to play is a real banger. Just really... really cool. It's by the band Hey Suinonasa. That's my best shot at it. And the song is called Logos off their album Reflection. And I hope you enjoy it. I certainly do, as it is a bit of a banger. Banger alert. Banger alert. Logos by Hey Suinonasa. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That double hitter that we were just party to was the band. So the song we just heard was Tricot playing the song E. And before that, we heard Hey Sui No Nasa playing the song Logos. And again, both very, I can't stress this enough, very much math rock, very much Japanese, and indeed with the female vocals. I was reading more about Tricot. They're from Kyoto, if that's a special place to you. I visited Kyoto. It's very nice. One thing that I think is always interesting is which bands gain mainstream recognition and which ones don't, especially in terms of bands from other countries getting recognition in North America. And so of the two bands that we just heard, Tricot has a presence in North America. Indeed, they had a North American tour in 2015, and they were reviewed by the Rolling Stone, which I thought was pretty high praise, because here I was, like, buried in Japanese math rock videos on YouTube. And in contrast, Hai Sui No Nasa has a much smaller presence on the internet and much smaller presence in North America. Tricot has a Wikipedia page, and basically all I could find about Hey Sui No Nasa is their SoundCloud page, in which the description is, "We are Japanese band." Short, simple, to the point. I love it. Up next, we have more songs, because this is a music show. But first, just give me a minute to complain about the weather. What's going on, Vancouver? When I woke up this morning, it was gorgeous. It was gorgeous until like 4, and then it rained for like an hour or two, and then now it's gorgeous again. And I guess I'm just frustrated that it's 2016, and we have all of this cool stuff, and we don't have a machine that controls the weather. Is that too much to ask? Maybe. I don't know. Meteorology is very complex, but it sure would be nice, because there's just too much backsies and forthsies, you know? Like, it's all over the map, and I just want it to be a little drier. Anyway, that's my complaining about the weather. I complained about it at work. That's my go-to small talk. Nice weather we're having. Actually, not really. But it's beautiful now. In any event, I would like to play a song that is totally at the other end of the post-rock spectrum. Some might even say not even in post-rock at all. And some other people might agree with them. And maybe this song just slipped in and it's kind of iffy. But I like it a lot, and so I'm going to play it anyway. It's by the band Warpaint. If that means anything to you, Warpaint is really cool. All their music is really cool. This is one of their older songs called Elephants off the album The Fool. I think it came out in 2009. Don't quote me on it. Don't quote me on anything I say. Well, you could quote me on some of the stuff I say. Anyway, this is Elephants played by Warpaint.
Keep you far from where all danger stops. Oh.
I think This Can't Be the End is a funny way to end a song. We just heard Warpaint playing the song's Elephant, playing the song Elephant, and then after that we heard Tabar playing the song Gimme a Reason. Those two songs are not specifically post-rocky, but I think they're nice and they have nice vibes, and I needed something to offset how aggressively mathy the two previous songs were, so I went with those two. At this point in the show, I need to do a shameless plug just for myself, not even really for anything important, but as you may or may not know, so the UBC new student union building, The Nest, is opening a bubble tea place, and they're having a naming contest to determine the name of the bubble tea place. And there was a time period a while ago where you would submit names that you thought would make good names for bubble tea, for like a bubble tea place on the UBC campus. And I submitted a number, and one of them was selected. It happens to be Novel Tea, as in novel, and then a hyphen, and then the word tea that you would drink. And I'm only bringing this up because it's been shortlisted down to six. It's one of six. And if it gets selected, not only does the bubble tea place get to be called Novelty, and I'll feel like a baller whenever I walk by it, but in addition, you get a drink named after you, and for the first month, you get bubble tea for free. So my plan is to go every day and get the bubble tea that is my name, or that has my name in it, or is named after me, and collect them, store them in my fridge, and then when I have enough, fill my bathtub with them, and then bathe in my own bubble tea. So, if you want to be a part of that, which, why wouldn't you? That sounds not weird at all. Then, if you're a student, I think you might have to be a student, consider voting in the AMS Bubble Tea Naming Contest. The voting happens to end tonight, I think probably at midnight, because they said it goes until July 14th. So, vote for Novelty, and who knows, maybe I'll be able to have the weirdest bath ever. And as I say that, I realize that that must be wrong, because people have surely taken weirder baths than that one. I'll think about it. I'll think about what a weirder bath would be, and then I'll get back to you. And we shall just keep plugging along with music, I suppose. I should also mention, for people just joining, this show is The Spice of Life. And I do play music other than... So I play music in addition to talking about myself and inflating my own ego in front of your ears. But The Spice of Life happens to be on CITR 101.9 FM, which is what you're tuned into now. And it's broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Either on the radio or on your computer, you can pick it up at CITR.ca. Not exactly sure why I'm telling you this, because if you're listening to it, then you must be able to, if you're listening to my instructions of how to listen to it, then that's just meaningless instructions, because you already figured it out without my help. You don't need me anymore. They grow up so fast. All right. Next song. So the next song I'm going to play is more in the progressive rock category of post-rock, and it's by a band that is very close to my heart. The band is called We Are the City. They were playing at Catalano on Saturday, and I had gum surgery. I had a gum graft on last Friday, so a week ago tomorrow, which is why I'm talking like I have food in my mouth. I promise I don't. It's just there's stuff there. So day after my gum surgery, but still didn't want to miss We Are the City, because they're just they're a fantastic band, and the music that they play is good and speaks to a part of me that I'm learning about. So I guess I could talk forever and ever about We Are the City, but they're from Vancouver. Well, they're in Vancouver. They're from Kelowna. And they're very fantastic. The song that I'm going to play today is called Everything Changes, and it's one of my favorites of theirs. It's off the album Violent. And what I learned recently, which is really cool, is that the album Violent, their second LP that they released, is the soundtrack to a movie also of the same title. And I have yet to watch it, but I'm really looking forward to it because they were, I think, involved in the production of it. In that they made the soundtrack, and I think perhaps something further. But it's interesting because it doesn't play like a soundtrack. It plays like an album. So I'm not sure whether the music is I'm not sure whether the music fits in with the story or is in addition to the story. In any case, this song is called Everything Changes by We Are the City, and I will let it speak for itself.
Never known you to be cruel, uncool. Something must be going wrong. I've never known you to act so cruel. It's uncool. Tell me what's been going on. Some place since I've been gone, every
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gay Games. And to the thousands of athletes, coaches, family, and spectators from around the world. Since 1982, the Gay Games have given lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes and supporters around the world a chance to come together to compete, celebrate, and inspire others. It's been remarkable to see the Games thrive over the years.
The Gay Games is the world's largest sporting and cultural event specifically for LGBTQ+ athletes, artists, and musicians. In 1990, Vancouver held the third Gay Games, where approximately 7,300 athletes took part, and over 1,500 cultural participants attended.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
You got carnival!
We heard two songs right there. We heard We Are the City playing the song Everything Changes, and we heard My Dad vs. Yours playing the song Canyons, Grand or Otherwise. Just a brief note on advertising. I've always been curious about how much it would cost to take out an ad on either like a bus bench or on the inside of a bus that I think is just, I mean, in my wildest imaginations, it's just me posing somewhat sexily, but not too sexily. And there's no information other than that, and it doesn't really serve much purpose. I just think it would be cool to just have an ad for myself for no reason. Which is why I think I need... What happens every year is that I have these, like, funny ideas, or ideas that I think are funny. You might think they're stupid, but I think they're funny. I think they're stupid, too, to be fair. But I have all of these ideas, and I have, like, a specific budget for them, and then I blow the budget, like, really fast. So then I can't justify wasting any more money on these, like, wild ideas until the next year. And I think what I really need is, like, a weird idea sponsor. Like, I need to get, like I guess sugar daddy's probably the wrong word, but I need someone with lots of money that will support my random endeavors. Potentially, I just need to win the lottery or get a better-paying job, but I think it would be nice if someone were to just give me the money to do it. That's the way that I see it playing out. I don't know if that's actually reasonable. I don't know. I don't think any of these ideas are worth money. But maybe someone out there does. So if you have lots of money and are interested in stupid things that I have to say, let's get coffee and talk about it and see if we have any common ground, if any of our ideas are connecting. I've also been wanting for a long time to get business cards that say Ben Life, business card owner. And that's it. And then I would just hand them out to people and they would think, man, this guy has his stuff together. He has business cards. He owns them. That's really cool. All right. The music that we just heard. So I have some more things to say about We Are the City because I think they're really cool. So I know like a fair bit about them, and I'll give you a few tidbits before you get bored and you say, Ben, let's hear some more music because I'm tired of you talking. The name of the band We Are the City is inspired by Matthew 5:14 from the Bible. The line is, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And that kind of fits in with the band and what it's like, because there are some religious undertones and overtones and just tones. There's a note that they play that's like, yeah, that's a religious note. And I talked to some people about it who are either are religious in a different direction, like not necessarily Christian, or aren't religious. And there's a bit of a consensus with people that says that when people preach a faith that I don't agree with in music, it can somewhat take away from my enjoyment of the music because it feels like they're imposing it. And I always caution people when I hear that view, and I could be interpreting it incorrectly, but I have heard, I have had a number of people tell me that, oh, you know, religion and music ruins it and that kind of thing. But I don't think that's true at all. I think that as an artist, you have complete control, or you should have complete control over the message that you want to convey. And if your message happens to have some religious significance, I think that that's excellent. And I think that even if you don't agree with the religion, which I, thinking about it, I always think is weird because it's like, yeah, I mean, you could be a different religion, but that's fine. Other people have different faiths. But even if you're not a religious person and you don't like religion, you can still, I think, appreciate the art and the power that religion has for some people and the significance and what it means to them. I am always staggered by the power that religion has had when I think about how far back it's gone. I mean, like 2,000 years, 3,000 years, and people are still talking about it. People are still making music. Do you think that any of the people involved in the making of the Bible would expect that 2,000 years in the future people would be making music about, with messages about the teachings? I mean, I think that that's the incredible power of religion. And I see that I'm rambling. So anyway, that's a tidbit about We Are the City, a tidbit about my opinions about music. And with that, that's enough talking for a while. I would like to play a song for you next by the band A Nice Day for an Earthquake. The song is called Snow Eaters, and I have to say, it is a pretty nice day, and we are expecting a big one. Wouldn't it be ironic if the big one struck while this song was playing? It would, but I don't think it will. Again, this is A Nice Day for an Earthquake, playing the song Snow Eaters. Thank you. Welcome back to The Spice of Life. We just heard A Nice Day for an Earthquake playing the song Snow Eaters, and then after that, and in fact just before this, Anzivara playing the song XII, which in Roman numerals is 13. Or is it 8? In either way, in Greek numerals, it's 85. I have to check now because I forgot Roman numerals. 13 is the correct answer. 85 in Greek numerals, though. You can quote me on that one. That's real. We are going to hear a few messages, and then I'll be back to say some more words, and then we'll have another song. So, see you in a minute.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Radio is devoted to the educational literacy for the Persian-speaking communities and those of you interested in connecting with arts and literature of people from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Armenia, Pakistan, and India. From environmental fairy tales to epic mythologies, poetry, scholarly pieces, to folklore and music, Seymour lands in as your mythological storyteller every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time at CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver.
And we are back, and if you can hear in the background, as I can, there is a band warming up, and that band will be playing on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai, coming up at 9 in 17 short minutes. But until then, I will occupy the airwaves with my rambling, with my post-rock, and then at 9... Ben can pry it from my cold, dead hands and take over the radio with much more high-quality programming, so please stay tuned for that. While I have you, I wanted to point out something that's coming down the pipe. The band Japanese Girls, which are a favorite of mine as well, another Vancouver band, are... They're releasing a new album. It is called Divorce. It's coming out on July 22nd of this year, which is in 8 days coming out. So it's not this Friday, but next Friday. And they're having a release party to promote it. And that release party is... Let me just find some more details about that. It is at the Fox Cabaret, and they're playing with Little Destroyer and Bad Animal. Doors are at 7 p.m., $10 tickets in advance, $14 at the door. And If you pay $18 in advance, you also get a CD at the event, which I have done. So I'm going to get the CD as well, because I'm gonna listen to it anyway. They're fantastic performers. I can't speak highly enough of their energy, and the music they make is good. It's fun. It's indie. It's exciting. It's like post-punk in some directions as well, which is exciting. And all the reviews that have come out of Divorce, like the reviews ahead of the release, have been overwhelmingly positive, so I'm looking forward to hearing it. Their previous album, Circulation, was just a joy to listen to, and I listen to it frequently. So that is Fox Cabaret, July 22nd, 7 p.m. Japanese Girls, it's going to be one heck of a show. I'll be there, with or without bells on. I'll see if my bell suit is back from the cleaners by then. It takes a long time to clean a bell suit because you got to get into all the bells and not to mention the whistles. So it's very involved. One of the bands that we heard of, or that we just heard from, Anzivara, with the song 13, solo project, is this Chilean fellow who is now based in Toronto. And I am always blown away by the music that people can make by themselves. He just doesn't even need a band. Who needs a band? You just do a sweet solo project and it sounds great. So props to you and props to Anzivara. Very minimal web presence, just a Bandcamp page with four songs off of an EP that he put out on June 8th. So that is very fresh. It's like when you take paper out of a printer and it's all warm. I hope that song sounded warm to you, because it did to me. Or maybe someone just dipped my hand in warm water and I'm dreaming and now I'm peeing and then I'll wake up. Either way, we have one last song today. It's a long one. It's like 11 minutes, so I'm going to do my wrapping up now. If you enjoyed the show, or if you didn't, either way, this is still true. This show, The Spice of Life, takes place every other Thursday from 7:30 to 9 p.m., so there will not be one next Thursday, but I will be back on Thursday the 28th. If you want to hear more for whatever reason, maybe you liked it or maybe it's some new form of torture for your prisoners in your basement, you're going to make them listen to me talk a bunch. All of the episodes are podcasted on CITR.ca, so you can dig through all of those. This show happens to be the 70th installment, vaguely, of The Spice of Life. I say vaguely because I've done a few like different times where I'll be hosting a live band and that'll be somewhere else, like in a different time slot, but it'll still kind of be a Spice of Life show. But 70 official sanctioned Ben Life stamp of approval levels of Spice of Life. So this is really exciting. I'm looking forward to my 70s. I think it's going to be a wonderful time of seniors discounts, yelling at youths, and just generally being grumpy. On the other side, like on the other hand, so those are mixed good bad things. I'm also really looking forward to getting into lawn bowling, because I tried to play, but they wouldn't let me because they said you're not 70 or older. And now that I am, or the show is, there should be no issues. So looking forward to that. As I mentioned before, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is coming up next with Ben Lai, with the band Kuban, I believe is pronounced. That's how I'm going to pronounce it. And I can hear them shredding. Maybe you can too. So I would say stick around for them, because that'll be fun. And that is all that I have. So I'm going to have the last song play me out. This song is super chill and super mellow, so listen to it and chill out and mellow down and cool up and bounce along to it while you're driving or sitting quietly listening to it. This song is called Cast Shadows on Clouds by Tunturia, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. that a soldier in bolt. Sign of the time we elapse when a primate climb up a spine and attach. Life for an eye, but a bug life swamps and vines to get a rise out of rocks and flies. So when a dog fights hog tied prize, sort of close to life. The mouse water on a fork and knife, and the allure isn't right. No score on a war torn beach where the cash cow's actually beef. Blood turns wine when I leap for police. Like, that's not a riot, it's a feast. Let's eat.
And I will remember your name and face on the day you were judged by the funhouse cast. And I will rejoice in your fall from grace when I came to the sky like
none shall pass.
While avoiding the violent bazaar that is violence and war. True blue triumph is war. Like, wait, let him snake up out of the centerfold. Let him break the walls of Jericho. Ready, go. Sat where the old cardboard city folks swap tails with heads like every other penny.
And I will remember your name and face on the day you were judged by the funhouse cast. And I will rejoice in your fall from grace when I came to the sky like
none shall pass.